Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Anthony Cunningham passes neighbor Aaron Bynum in the hall as he's getting off the elevator at their Maryland apartment building. The two men argue, and suddenly Bynum pulls a sword, stabbing Cunningham to death.
Nancy, a witness describes the attack as satanic and tells police they saw Bynum stab Cunningham through the eye with the weapon. Police are still investigating what spurred the attack, but do know the men were familiar with each other. Cunningham, 63, was known as a friendly handyman who offered neighbors car washes anytime he was doing his own.
Bynum, 33, now charged with first and second degree murder. Visitors to Springfield come to see the home where Dr. Seuss penned a tale of a street. This home, by chance, targeted by a thief who made off with the plaque exclaiming, "The doctor's feet." The mayor condemns the dishonorable cheat and asks anyone with info to contact police. And what was the title of Seuss's first masterpiece? And to think I saw it on Mulberry Street. Translation, some idiot stole a plaque off Dr. Seuss's home and we want the plaque back on Mulberry Street. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with news from our friends at the Associated Press, who report that the suspect in a Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting is anticipated to accept a plea deal to murder and hate crime charges, guaranteeing at least a life sentence for the attack that left 5 people dead and 17 injured. Following a series of jailhouse phone calls from 23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich to the AP, professing regret and the determination to face the punishment at the next scheduled court hearing, news of a potential legal settlement to last year's Club Q massacre has surfaced. Aldrich is charged with more than 300 state offenses, including murder and hate crimes for the November 19th attack. A second man has been found guilty in the Minnesota bar shooting that left one person dead and over a dozen others hurt. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to our friends with KARE-TV, Terry Lorenzo Brown was found guilty of second-degree murder, 4 counts of attempted murder, and unlawfully having a firearm. The prosecution says that on October 10, 2021, Brown and Devondre Phillips allegedly started shooting at one another at the 7th Street Truck Park Bar close to downtown St. Paul. As patrons ran in fear, Markeisha Wiley, a 27-year-old bystander from St. Paul, was killed, and at least 15 people, including Brown and Phillips, were injured.
Earlier this year, Phillips was convicted of 8 charges of attempted second-degree murder. The Israeli military has announced that it will not press charges against soldiers for their role in the death of a 78-year-old Palestinian American killed after being taken from a car, shackled, and blindfolded following a stop at an impromptu checkpoint the previous year. Because military investigators were unable to establish a direct causal connection between the soldier's acts and the death of American citizen Omar Asad, the Army says the troops will not be prosecuted. It stated that the soldiers will only experience disciplinary action. According to the military, 2 commanders will be fired and prohibited for 2 years from holding top military positions. The Army also says that one of the commanders will be, quote, reprimanded, without going into further detail. Bill Cosby is being sued for allegedly using his, quote, enormous power, fame, and prestige to victimize 9 additional women, all of whom have accused him of sexual assault. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to a lawsuit filed in Nevada federal court, the women allegedly suffered individual drugging and assaults between roughly 1979 and 1992 at homes, hotel rooms, and dressing rooms in Las Vegas, Reno, and Lake Tahoe. One woman claims that Cosby lured her from New York to Nevada by pretending to be her acting mentor. There, he allegedly drugged her with what he said was a non-alcoholic sparkling cider before raping her in a hotel room.
There are currently over 60 women who have accused the 85-year-old former Cosby Show star of rape, sexual assault, and harassment.
LaQuanta Riley graduates high school and heads to college on full scholarship. She moves into an apartment near campus with a high school friend, but after the roommates argue, Riley decides to move to Montgomery, Alabama, where her aunt and mother live. December 7, Riley tells her aunt she's hanging out with a friend and is seen being picked up by someone in a green sedan. LaQuanta never comes home. Several weeks after LaQuanta's family reports her missing, Riley's mother receives a voicemail where she hears LaQuanta say, "Let me go home," and a male voice calling her name. That was 20 years ago. No solid leads on LaQuanta Riley since. If you know or think you know where LaQuanta Riley is, please call Montgomery, Alabama PD 334-625-2831. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.